Good evening. So you might know that this weekend begins what we call Catholic Schools Week. So each day of the week we're going to be celebrating some aspect, some feature of our Catholic school, and tonight we also talk about the university series. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to kind of speak to everybody this weekend. And I just can't think of a better gospel of all things than the gospel that we just heard. It may seem counterintuitive, but in that gospel, Jesus is walking along and he encounters an evil spirit. He encounters someone who's possessed by the devil, and the crowd is frightened and scared. How many of you remember the movie The Exorcist? I guess we're all that old, aren't we all? I remember when that movie first came out, I was in the seminary, but we wore a Roman collar. And myself and one of my classmates decided to go down to Westwood to go see it. And we're standing in line in our Roman collars, and we were startled that everybody wanted to sit next to us. I have never been more popular. Everybody was so frightened by that movie. And you know, so Jesus comes into this town, and he encounters this person who's possessed by an evil spirit. And how he responds is really interesting. You know, Jesus had many, many ways of speaking. If he was speaking to Pharisees or people who were skeptical, he would tell a parable to kind of invite them on that journey of a story. If he was talking to his disciples, he would give kind of a long teaching. If there was a big crowd, he wouldn't speak at all. He would simply do a big miracle. Jesus does something completely different in the Gospels whenever he encounters the devil. There's no parable, there's no teaching, there's no miracle. He simply walks up and says, "Get out." Very direct, very clear, unambiguous. There's no negotiation, no conversation, just a command, "Get out." And the devil does. The devil obeys. You know, that kind of, only a person who is supremely confident in themselves can address the devil in that way. There's a really beautiful passage in another gospel where Jesus sends his disciples out into the countryside to practice preaching, to practice giving parables and teachings and even doing miracles in the 10th chapter of Luke. And they go out to all these different villages, and then they come back, and apparently they were very successful. And they were very proud, they were very happy, they were very successful, making all kinds of converts. But Jesus has a really interesting comment about it. When they come back and they report all this success, Jesus says, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky." Former fishermen were defeating Satan. That's remarkable. So Jesus wants that for the disciples. Believe it or not, he wants it for you as well, and for our young people. Catholics of all ages should have that same confidence, that same assurance, that same poise, that same grace, that same courage as the apostles did and every time Jesus did. And that happens through education. So that's why we have a Catholic school. That's why we have the university series, so that people of every age can grow in their knowledge and wisdom and grace in the Lord, and have that confidence and have that self-assurance and have that grace to face any challenge. So tomorrow, if you like, you can come back from 10 to noon. We'll have open house in the school, and you can come by and see all of our wonderful classrooms and all the beautiful features that we have there, meet the teachers, see how our school operates. And then also tonight, we're going to pass out the university catalogs. So this is beginning the day after Ash Wednesday, all the days of Lent. So every single night, you'll have the opportunity to go to a session either at St. Bruno, at Beatitudes Church, or St. Mary's Church in Whittier. And I'd like to challenge you to go every single night, because these are all really, really good programs. These are people who love their faith and want to share it with you so that you will have that same confidence that Jesus and the disciples had. So, like we do every year, of course, we took a break for 3 years, but now we're coming back with the university series. So as we did in the first few years that we're here, we're going to pass out the catalogs tonight to give you, just kind of put it right in your hand so that you'll see them. So let me invite the ushers to come down and take a look. So not only can you see everything on the catalog, but there's also a website, and you can pre-register for the classes on the website as well. So just take as many of the catalogs as you like. We'll give you a few minutes to take a look at them. I'm particularly happy we have a couple of special teachers. Probably in the English-speaking world, the number one commentator on the Vatican and Pope Francis is John Allen. He lives in Rome, and he will be here to speak to us during the university series on Pope Francis. If you have any questions at all about St. Francis, he is the number one person that can answer them. Our old friend Mike Socia, the former angel manager, will be here with his wife Anne, and they're going to give a talk on marriage. So it is a kind of a school, and so there is a tuition. So it's $8 at the door, but if you pre-register ahead of time, it's $5. And you can bring a friend for free. So if you pay, you can bring a friend for free. Whether you pre-register or come to the door, one person pays and you can bring a friend for free. Any friend. You don't even have to be friends. By the way, we have 340 students in our school. That's the most in a long time. It's just a wonderful community, wonderful environment. And so if you do have some time to come back, if you've never seen this school, it might be nice to come back and see all the things that we do to make sure that all of our people at St. Bruno, no matter how old you are, whether you're from TK through eighth grade, teenagers in our religious education program, or all of you coming to the university, you'll have a chance to grow in age and wisdom and grace, but especially the confidence to face any challenge. You know, we admire people who have confidence. It's a great feature. People admire that, and our Lord wants all of us to have it as well, and it comes through knowledge and growing in understanding. We have a program for our young people, and so during Lent, we'll see you in the university series. And God bless.